Hey there! You are tuned in to your weekly dose of all things gay, The Kimbap Show, hosted by your Tita Gang, Z, Michi, and Isla.
This episode of The Kimbap Show discusses issues related to Sully and Guhar. It also discusses gender inequality and sexism. Please feel free to check out our episode description for more information and timestamps. Thank you, and we hope we can all reflect while listening to this episode.
Hi everyone, this is your gustong jumawa, pero kere lang kung wala kasi I'm a strong independent woman na tita na si Z.
And this is your tita na hindi inisip ang kasal, pero inisip niya lang ang kanyang career and financial stability na si Michi.
And this is your titang makalat pero priority pa rin ang konsepto ng consent na si Ayla. And you are listening to
The Kimbap Show,
where we talk about all things gay. Ayun. So, if first time yung makinig sa amin, The Kimbap Show, kami ay isang weekly Filipino podcast that discusses K-pop, K-drama, K-beauty, K-food, basically all things K. Okay? So, welcome to the show!
Welcome!
And if you are back, kaya mo ba mag-keep up? Kasi we have been uploading every Friday. Keep up po tayo ngayon. So, since last week, nagkakalat kami with regarding to ships, ano naman yung episode natin for this week? Any idea?
Well, aside from it's been a year since the Philippines has been in a lockdown, actually longest lockdown, diba, in the world, sabi nga nila.
Mag-uwan niya na!
Yes, one year na since gumawa tayo ng Dalgona Coffee.
1 year since
the Philippines. But aside from that, March is also a celebration of women as it is the National Women's Month. Ayan.
Mm. So in honor of National Women's Month, this month, meron din kaming mga episodes towards that, na catered towards that. Pero tonight, may specific topic tayong ifo-focus. Tonight, ang topic natin ay gender inequality and feminism in K-pop.
Yes.
Medyo heavy topic siya. Right. Pero this is a conversation that we'd like to have with everyone because it's very important.
Mm.
And sometimes people don't want to talk about it. People don't want to acknowledge it. But it's happening and it's affecting a lot of people, a lot of idols in K-pop. Not just idols, but like fans as well.
Oh, and actually, just because we're talking about what's happening in the industry, it doesn't necessarily mean na hindi siya nangyari preventing in real life. Syempre, kung ano man nangyari dun sa kanila, it's also a reflection of, well, us, regardless if it directly happens to you or hindi. So, yeah, it's about time we need to at least address and acknowledge these issues. Diba?
Right. And before we go into that, let us first define what is gender inequality. So, gender inequality can be defined as allowing people different opportunities due to perceived differences based solely on issues of gender. So, ano ba yung mga instances na encounter or nakita natin yung gender inequality sa K-pop? Well, I'll go first. First is Short Life of a Girl Group. Kasi, paano ba to? Kasi diba, it's not new to us, K-pop stans, to see male groups na nagta-thrive even like 10 years, 20 years, 30 years into the career. Perfect example of that is TVXQ or Dongbang Shinki. Diba? Like, even after like years or decades since their debut, they are still very much active in the industry and they still do comebacks. While saying that, comparing it to their female counterpart, we don't see that much female girl groups or artists that last that long in their career. So parang yun, para kasing it reflects the society's obsession over women's youth and beauty. Kaya nga, di ba, parang ako, like, for ano na, personal reference na lang, parang ako kasi 25 na ako ngayon. Tapos every time my mom would say na, girl, wala ka ba din jowa? Or anak, wala ka ba din bang jowa? Like, lalagpas ka na sa kalendaryo, ganyan. So parang, like, the society in itself is very obsessed with youth. So if a girl group or a female artist promotes, like, parang matagal na into their career, parang that's not something really common. Parang ganun.
Yes. Diba? Yung sad fact dyan is how some people say na napaglipasan na, or yeah, like, parang hindi na siya fresh, ganun. While for men, for example, parang andun yung mga comments na, oh my God, he aged like fine wine.
Right, diba?
Parang, oh my God, after army, he got hotter, he got sexier, something like that.
But habang tumatagal, lalong sumasarap.
Oo, yung ganong comments. Yung ganong comments. Diba? And while sometimes guilty nga ako na I say those comments, when thinking about sa context na ng female artists, like female idols, female actresses, parang hindi ganun yung pagkakaano sa kanila. Parang, ala, ang tanda na, nag-ano pa rin, nagsasayaw-sayaw pa rin. Uy, tigil mo na yan, te, mga ganun.
Oh.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I remember vividly, there's this one article I've encountered. It was Son Dambi, and she was like posting on her Instagram that she's celebrating, I think, her 30th, or basta yung her big birthday. Wait, it was her big birthday.
Anniversary. And then, okay.
No, birthday talaga. And then, yung mga netizens, they were commenting stuff like, why is she 40 and not having a husband? Why is she still doing, show business? She should have been a wife. I was like,
oh my God.
Gusto kong i-bash yung mga netizens. If only I'm proficient in Korean, I would fight for Son Dambi. Like, hello, Son Dambi. She helped Pledis Entertainment. So how dare you talk crap about her? How dare you talk crap about Son Dambi? She's doing things in her own right. And ako ha, if I were in her position, I'd be disrespected. Kasi it's my decision naman if I want to maintain my career even after, 50s. And nasa decision ko na din if hindi pa mag-asawa. Ganun. Mm-hmm. So, it's really distasteful talaga. Meanwhile, when you look at, Shinhwa, GOT,
Rain.
Rain.
Ooh. Rain.
Mm-hmm. TVXQ, diba? Some of them are married. And yet, ako, I'm guilty of this. I'm looking at Rain respectfully, even if he has a wife.
Oh my God. Speaking about marriage, I have like some thoughts about it. You know, La Boom's Yulhi and FT Island's Minhwan? They got married kasi.
They got married young, diba?
Yes, nabuntis si Yulhi, tapos nung time na yon parang pasikat yung La Boom, tapos siya yung makne. Tapos si Minhwan, parang he's still an idol, he's still a drummer. So he can get to continue with his career na parang walang nangyari. Pero si Yulhi, she quit. She has to quit. Yung ganung thought na parang, if you become a mom, kapag ganun yung nangyari, even though super bata ka pa, pag naging nanay ka, tas idol ka, parang titigil literally yung mundo mo. Kailangan mong iwan yung job mo, yung trabaho mo, para mag-focus dun sa mothering role na yun.
Parang something related to that as well is I read this article in South China Morning Post na website na parang I'm sure you're familiar with Crayon Pop, 'di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Crayon Pop si Wei, yung member na si Wei. Sabi niya parang there was this instance within their agency na pinatawag sila ng management. And then actually the meeting was all about just the management reminding them about not having any relationship during their career. Kasi I think that was the same time na super sikat ng Crayon Pop with their song na ano tawag doon? Yung Up and Down
bar,
something.
Bar,
basta, anyway.
Bar.
Yeah, bar. Ayun. Tapos yun, nireminds sila. Tapos parang ang pagkaka-freeze was do not get involved in a relationship because once that relationship goes public, it's over for the female. And then parang si Wei daw, when she heard that statement from the management, parang bakit babae lang yung apektado? Diba? When it's when it's a relationship, it's between two people. So parang, you know, sobrang obvious talaga ng double standards when it comes to that, to that facet of the industry.
Kasi yung sad din, and I think this applies to several cultures, not just in Korea, na parang yung pagtingin sa babae na may expiry date. Like,
yun na nga, diba? Yung calendar yung thing.
When at a particular age, oo, yung calendar thing, pag at a particular age, hindi pa rin, ano, parang may limits yung pagiging idol, may limits yung pagiging fresh. Tapos kapag dumating ka na sa age na to, parang ligwak ka na sa list of fresh people. Parang andong ka na sa napaglipasan, yung ganon. So it's like super fucked up. Kasi parang, ang ikli ng parang period natin where we can do what we want.
Right.
Diba? When that shouldn't be the case.
Yeah. I think kasi it's with society's notions of, like, kasi may theory, parang time course theory siya. Parang, at a particular life stage, ito yung dapat mong gawin. May social norms regarding that. Na if you reach this life stage, tapos hindi ka pa ganito, parang hindi ka tanggap ng society. Or like, you're going against societal norms.
Mm-mm.
And for gender, pag in-apply mo yung theory na yon sa gender, it mas intense talaga sa babae. Super sad. Pero yun, it applies in K-pop as well. Kasi yun nga, parang, as Z mentioned, super limited ng lifespan ng isang idol group na babae. Parang, a few years of height, tapos mawawala sa limelight, tapos wala na.
And if balak nila bumalik sa limelight, mahirapan sila. As much as they tried, and it sucks, diba? I don't know if naging over ko yun sa Brown Eyed Girls, pero they've come back, pero...
Of course!
Oo, syempre, pero hindi siya, I don't know anong meron, pero yung hindi malakas ang ripple effect than before. Which is sad, kasi they are legends in their own right, diba?
Right. Parang hindi rin na-regard as pagbabalik ng mga legends, and like how when some male groups from before, nung nag-comeback sila, parang oh my god, the kings are back, something like that. But when but when women as influential as Brown Eyed Girls come back, parang the old women are back, like
parang yung the reception is very disrespectful. Very hindi ganun kainit yung reception.
Oh, ayun. That sucks.
But yeah, since we've mentioned about women getting the bad side whenever a relationship goes public, I think we can discuss as well na whenever there is a dating scandal, female idols are at a much greater risk than males. Like one famous instance na very notorious. Notorious is when the late Sully admitted that she was dating the rapper Choiza in 2014. That was back in 2014. When this happened, parang this was during the time na parang sobrang parang it's more of a taboo sa K-pop industry when a K-pop idol gets in a relationship, kasi din nga, diba, like we've discussed in our past episodes, K-pop idols are seen as like public properties, like they can parang wala silang agency ng sarili nila. Yeah, they are commodities for public consumption. Wala silang sariling agency of themselves. So when this news broke out, Sully received a lot of negative comments, and eventually she had to leave FX. While her boyfriend during that time, yung rapper was even able to make jokes about the incident on SNL Korea. Like, Sully had to suffer so much, tapos yung jowa niya, ginawa pang butt of the joke yung relationship nila sa guesting niya sa SNL Korea. Like, parang, ewan ko, sobrang extreme nung difference ng reception, diba? When it's both of them that is in the same relationship.
Teka, question. True. Si Choi is isang rapper, di ba? Does that mean na pati rappers mayroong possessiveness going on sa fans nila?
I don't think it's as intense as idols.
Oh.
parang yung notion na hindi naman sa parang kinuha mo si Choiza o pa, hindi naman yung ganon. Pero more on, my girlfriend, my boyfriend siya. Shit, hindi na to pwede kasi may jowa na parang someone else already. Kasi yung connotation nga na women are or someone's property. Meron ng may-ari sa kanya. Yung ganong pag-iisip. So parang hindi na siya pwede. Yung ganon. Kailangan yung mga single lang. Ganon. So, like super...
Which is ano, which is shitty. Also messed up kasi and shitty din kasi if carry lang pag rappers para pag sa idol to idol parang it's a big scandal, it's a big what?
You remember Baekhyun and Taeyeon?
Baekhyun and Taeyeon, yeah. Diba?
You know what happened.
We all know what happened.
Grabe yun, as in yung hate comments kay Taeyeon, grabe me, hindi ko kinaya.
Pero, di ba, pag may dating scandal or quote-unquote scandal, parang yung attention lagi, ni lang sa society, but also like, with the likes of Dispatch, naka-focus lagi sa female partner.
Yeah, that's what we've been saying, di ba? Na parang it's always the women who gets the, you know, the backlash of the society or the fans. While men, the men who are in the relationship, they get a free pass just because they're men.
So, parang mali na yung in the first place na parang kasalanan ba ni girl na kinuha niya yung pinapantasyahan mo? When in reality, these celebrities don't really see you fans as their potential partner. Diba?
Right?
Yeah, pero for male fans, especially, for male fans, yeah. It's a different story.
Oo nga.
Parang, story. You're mine. You should do what I want. If you do anything that I don't want, I will burn your merch. I will sell your merch. I will curse you.
If you can't be mine, then you can't be anyone else's. Parang gano'n.
Yeah, parang gano'n. Like, what the fuck?
Diba nga may iba yung nag-invest ako ng pera sa'yo tapos ganito ka, iba yung ginujowa mo. Like, huh? What are you on?
Oh my God. Diba, parang hindi ka entitled to like, have those kinds of thoughts and to say those kinds of things even though you spent money on them. Like, girl, hindi siya like item na kapag binayaran mo, pwede mo nang gawin whatever you want with it. They are human beings.
Can I also just mention yung slut shaming, to put it simply, slut shaming, not just in K-pop naman, like, it's prevalent naman in all forms of media, in all other countries. Like, for example, Taylor Swift, diba, she's been shamed for having been into different relationships. Parang we can see the same when it comes to K-pop. Like, the most recent one is with Jennie. Jennie has been in two different dating scandals in just a span of, what, 2 years or less than a year? Because last year, si Jennie was the Dispatch New Year's news, like her relationship with Guy, EXO's Guy, diba? And this year,
in 2019?
Basta ganun. Within.
Anyway.
But yeah, and then the next one, the most recent one, is her dating scandal, quote unquote, with G-Dragon's. Sorry, with her label mate G-Dragon. So parang people are still like, you know, parang hang up pa sila dun sa Jennie Kai situation, and then like nagkaroon kagad ng Jennie G-Dragon issue. So parang some, like, from what I've seen in my timeline, although wala naman, hindi naman siya ganun kalala, pero some are still commenting how easy or how quick it is for her to change boyfriends. So parang
it wasn't really quick though.
No, it's not for me.
Diba? Tsaka it's not an issue as long as hindi naman siya nakipag-jowa kay G-Dragon while she's still with ano, diba? Kai. It's different timelines, yeah. Diba? I think that's not an issue.
Oo, pero saka pakiban niyo love life niya yun eh.
Ganda siya eh.
Is it her fault? Is it her fault that she's getting all this love and, you know, stuff?
I mean, if she is happy with her career, let her be happy with her relationships.
Yeah,
well,
exactly. Oh, ewan. Yung mga kainets kasi, ewan ko, super pakialamera talaga nila. Like, lahat ng actions na gagawin mo, parang may kuda sila. True. Nakakainis. Tapos they're also hiding under the guise of anonymity. So di mo matrace parang kung ano-ano sasabihin nila. Tapos like, nakaka-affecto na sa mental health mo. Pero wala silang pake kasi feeling nila may karapatan silang kumuda sa lahat. Parang nakakairita talaga.
Can I lie? Can I lie? Can I fucking lie?
Magsama sila sa mga chismosa sa labas ng kapitbahay natin.
Chismosang Marites, chismosang Jong-un, gano'n.
Hoy Marites, sari ka dito, sapakan tayo sa labas.
Chismosang Marites Korean version, mga ano. Mir, Ji-un, chismosang Ji-un. Anyway.
So we have Karen, we have Marites, and we have Ji-un.
The three circles of hell.
Ji-un is Ayu. Huwag naman Ji-un.
Ayu, hindi po ikaw. Ayu, hindi.
It's Ayu, we love you very awesome. Much. Hindi ikaw.
Ibang Ji-un to. Ano na lang. So, ewan ko. Ang hirap mag-isip ng generic Korean name. Anyway, ayun, parang under scrutiny ng kinets talaga, lahat ng kilos ng mga idols, especially pag babae, na parang, hala, bakit ganyan, ang dami-dami namang, and nakita natin to sa ano eh, 18 again, parang andun si Dajong, tas newscaster kasi siya doon, so medyo public figure. Tapos, as in everything na may kinalaman sa relationship niya, may kuda yung netizens. Like, for example, nung re-reveal niya na nanay siya, parang sinabi na, dapat nasa bahay lang siya, bakit, anong ginagawa niya sa trabaho, ganyan lang ginagawa niya, yung ganun. Oh. Tapos, nung na-reveal yung divorce niya, parang, ay shit, divorce, eh, parang, ano ba yan, ang pangit naman pala niya. Yung mga ganong thoughts, na parang, it's actually a reflection of actual Korean society kasi people comment like that. If you go to PAN, if you go to websites like that, you will see comments like that everywhere. Parang pinapakialaman bawat kilos mo. Parang kang nasa Big Brother. Period. Yun yung isa talagang super fucked up na aspect about, you know, modern society na parang lahat ng tao may eba sa gagawin mo. Tapos isa pang, like, ang dami nilang ebas din about their own double standards. Na, for example, kapag may wardrobe malfunction, for example. Mm-hmm. Kapag may idol, I mean, oh my God, naubaran siya, bakla! Oh my God! Ganon! Pero kapag babae, oh my God, shit. Oh my God. Like, it has happened to Hwayoung before. Tiara.
Yeah. Anong outfit
parang
yun?
Parang nagkaroon siya ng wardrobe malfunction on stage. Tapos, super negative nung comments. As in, super gulo ng lahat. Tapos, doon na rin nag-erupt yung scandal.
Yeah. Ah, yung bully.
Yeah. Ah. Na disprove in the long run. Pero, yun nga, parang super big deal kapag yung babae nagkakaroon ng wardrobe malfunction. A big deal in a bad way. Mm-mm. Pero kapag lalaki nagkakaroon ng wardrobe malfunction, parang pinagpapiestahan in a good way na parang, shit! Oh my God! Mm. Pero, yun nga, parang kita mo yung double standards pagdating sa women's clothing.
Oh my God, I remember, hindi siya K-pop, pero naalala ko talaga yung si Janet Jackson when she had a nipple slip. Alam mo, si Justin Timberlake may kasalanan. He did that on stage in front of many people and yet na-sacrifice yung career and yung pagiging person ni Janet Jackson, which I really want to
JT even made a song.
Right?
Yeah, he half-assed his apology, di ba?
Yeah.
And then he capitalized on the incident and made a song about it. What the fuck?
Yeah.
What an asshole.
It sucks talaga.
It sucks.
It's annoying how men can get away with things and with yet a lot women of things.
Yeah. A lot of things. Yeah.
And yet women have to be the
punching bag, right?
Period.
Oh, yung parang ano, iniisip nila na women are people na they can control. Mm. Parang manika nila.
Mm.
Well, that's not the case. Women are people. Women have minds.
Yeah.
And you know, they should be allowed to voice out their own thoughts. Mm-hmm. without being punished for it. They should wear what they want without being punished for it. Oh my God, isa pa tong double standard.
Oh, like, yeah. Diba?
When it comes to yun clothing.
Oh. Like, yun nga, na-mention na yun yung mga wardrobe malfunction. Another incident is yun nga, when a female idol is wearing something revealing compared to a male idol wearing, you know, a topless even.
Nothing.
Diba? Remember that one time, yung parang na-mention na natin to during our Mama episode, diba? Or Desang episode, rather. Wasa wore this latex suit, cat suit, during Mnet Asian Awards 2018. And honestly, ako medyo na-shock din ako kasi it's kind of like something that Beyonce wears. Tapos parang nagulat ako. Mm. Nagulat ako hindi dahil sinuot ni Wasa. It's because nagulat ako na sinuot niya yon not in a Mamamoo concert but in a award show where even non-fans can watch it. So parang sobrang tapang niya doon sa part na yon na parang wala na talaga siyang pake, you know, Wasa being Wasa. But yeah, even with that, parang she was still met with a lot of negative comments and like body shaming comments even. Comparing to Monsta X, during the same show, Mnet Asian Award 2018, Monsta X, like, during their performance, they tore off their shirts, and then the netizens' reaction were the total opposite of what they had with Wasa. So parang yun nga, sabi ni Ayla kanina na parang wow, sexy, hot, ganyan. And women, Wasa. Specifically, parang she got, you know, she got bashed for it. So parang nakapagod, sis. Wait, inuman ko tubig.
Nakapagod.
may isa pa akong gustong i-share. Like, syempre, we are human beings, hindi natin may iwasan na magkabaskil tayo, di ba? Parang may nakita akong isang tweet from before, parang kay Irene.
Oh God.
May image na kuma. Si Irene.
Weekly ba? Idol. Weekly Irene idol. Si Joy. Ay, si Irene. Yes, yes, si Irene. Yes. Si Irene. Weekly idol.
Si Irene. Parang may lumabas na image na may sweat dun sa armpit area niya. Tapos super grabe yung negative comments na parang, ano ba yan?
Unhygienic.
Ganyan. Oo, unhygienic. Ganun. Pero kapag yung male idol pinapawisan, parang, oh my God, ang guwapo talaga. Di ko kaya, bakla.
Ang
oh
hot!
God. Ang hot! Gusto ko maging pawis. Ganon. Pero for female idols, parang, grabe, parang bawal pawisan. Yes, hindi tao. Ganon.
Diba? Ang lahat may, ano, may non-sweat power sa kilikili. Ano ba? It's so unrealistic.
And sweating is actually healthy. Diba? Kasi you get to release all the toxins in your
body. And normal.
Body, diba? And totally normal.
Right.
And normal. Oo. Ano kaya yun?
Parang grabe yung standard sa babae. Like, imbis, like behaviorally and like physically.
Mm-mm.
Like you're expected to not sweat. You're expected to not have pimples.
Yeah.
You must have a slim physique. Tapos kapag lalaki, okay lang dad bod.
Oo.
Oh my gosh. Since we've mentioned Irene na din, let's go to the second part of this episode. Since we've discussed gender inequalities and we have cited several occasions where gender inequality is very evident and prevalent in the K-pop industry, might as well go to the second part, which is the feminism in K-pop. Are there K-pop idols that are actually, you know, feminist in a sense? Well, before we go to that, let me just say first na feminism is viewed as rather negatively in Korea. So, since we're discussing about feminism in K-pop, we're not saying naman na, syempre, I don't wanna label these idols as feminist if they don't want to be labeled as that. But what we're gonna say are instances where idols are actually, you know, subtly supporting feminine, like gender equality na lang, yun na lang, para wala lang issue. So since we've mentioned Irene kanina, I think one instance na si Irene was promoting gender equality was when she admitted during a fan meeting that she read a novel by Cho Nam-ju. It's entitled Kim Ji-young Born in 1982. Itong novel na to, it's a fictionalized reflection of casual sexism in Korean history. So parang, yun, parang na-mention lang ni Irene yun, na parang during a fan meeting, hey, I read this book. Tapos after that fan meeting, nabash na siya online. To the point na, I'm sure you know this instance, to the point na her male fans actually burned some of her merch.
Oh yeah.
To that extent na parang, just because she read a book about feminism or feminism ideologies, parang nabash na siya for that. So parang,
I think ano kasi ba? Yung book na yun, sobrang popular because of those ideologies that the males are starting to like what, roll their eyes that such book exists, and women like Irene are reading these kinds of books. Na parang, to them,
so what,
or to their
scared?
Impression,
parang ganun.
Yun yung impression na kay Irene na, oh my god, why she's reading this book, so does that mean she's gonna hate us men? Well, that's what I think. Pero, yun nga, like what she said, yung reaction ng mga male fans, it is insane. Like, medyo mano ko pa if it's like a dating issue, susunugin mo yung merch. Pero such a shallow fact as her idol reading a really good book, and you really think that it's a diss to your toxic or your really fragile masculinity, then that is whole level of messed up.
Kayo, yun din eh. Yung parang, dahil nga din sa minention ni Z na in Korea, feminism is equated with hating men. When it's not really like that. When, it's not actually misandry or like hating men. Like they're not the same concepts. But unfortunately in Korea, it has been treated that way. So parang I think yung behavior ng mga lalaki na they tried to burn Irene's merch. Para siyang ano, para siyang fucked up ego display na parang tangina mo, kahit na wala kang karapatan gawin sa amin yan, ganun, na parang may control kami sa buhay mo, kaya wag mong ginagawa yung ganyan. Parang, I'm so disappointed. Ang dami kong nakita na person na disappointed sila kay Irene. Na dapat hindi niya ginawa yon kasi paano, anong mararamdaman ng male fans niya, ganun.
Grabe yun, kasi pati ngayon,
babasa. Oo. Kasi yung perception na, yun nga. It's the perception na feminism is equated with misandry. Like, if you're a feminist, you automatically hate men. When actually, you're just advocating for a society wherein women can be more than just a housewife or like someone
to
na
nagliligas.
Where women, for women to be given more opportunities and like equal opportunities. So like ganun, parang nakakalungkot na reflection siya. Pero at the same time, parang,
It sucks.
Parang ang hirap na maging idol ka ng ganito. Ang hirap din mag-voice out ng thoughts kasi super sensitive issue siya. And like, parang sana nabibigyan namin ng justice yung issue na to. Pero, yun nga, parang yung pag-iisip na everything you do, may nagmamasid sa'yo. Na you cannot even say your thoughts, you cannot even support a politician, you cannot even read a fucking book and let it be shown. Parang it's so nakakasakal.
It's weird na ano, being an idol is equating to being a puppet, which is so sad to begin with. And by the way, if ganun kalala yung instances kay Irene, just for reading a book like that, when it comes to people knowing that males such as BTS's RM and MCU Jisook, when they declare that they are reading the book, other people like,
the same book.
Okay.
The same book that Irene
read. The same
read.
Damn book! The same damn book, guys. Parang, crickets, dead ma, and then the other fans are like, oh my god,
Like, oh my god, he's a feminist. Ang weird, diba? Parang men can be feminists, but women cannot,
be feminists.
It's so fucking weird.
Ano ba talaga?
It's so weird.
Parang if a man does it, parang, oh my God, he's an ally. Pero if a woman, if women do it, parang,
woman,
ano ba yun? Parang dapat di ka naglalantad ng ano mo, ng,
MMO.
Ng political ideology mo. Dapat ano ka lang, yeah. Ganda-ganda ka lang.
Ano ba yun? Parang tanga.
True.
Which sucks.
Hi! Nakakalaka. Yeah.
Sucks so bad.
Since we're coming from one damn book, let's move to another, which is another
incident
ng petty. Another item na sobrang petty and na-crucify yung idol na to.
Sobrang si na-crucify.
Totoo. And it's a pink noun. There was this incident na nag-post siya ng photo, a freaking photo on her Instagram where she was holding a phone and then yung phone na yon may phone case. Yung phone case nakasulat, girls can do anything. Just that simple. And girls can do anything.
Yung picture na yun, diba? She was just chilling. Diba?
She was just chilling. Like, chilling lang siya.
Diba?
And then, several minutes after posting that, there was a lot of criticism or comments, bad comments, on that photo on Instagram saying na, oh my gosh, you're a feminist, ganyan, ganyan. You know, like the same thing that happened to Irene. Which is... I don't know how to describe it anymore kasi ang absurd talaga sa akin.
It's shallow. Parang, stupid.
Ano ko, sis?
Parang di ko na ma-rationalize.
It's not unreasonable.
Diba? If
kasi nung time na to, parang kasagsagan ng Me Too movement sa Korea. Yeah. So people are speaking out about powerful men who are actually abusers. Yeah. So it has encouraged a movement na parang it encouraged women to speak up, and it's a good thing. So I think na yung pag-time ni Nao ng pag-post nito, parang yung mga tao, hala, she's supporting the movement, yung ganon. Parang girl, she just says that she can't do anything. She's not supporting, she's not explicitly supporting anything.
And you know what's weird?
And
yun
na yung nakakalungkot na, oh.
Yung phone case na yun, it's just a gift from the brand.
Sponsored content.
Regalo lang yun.
Sponsored content.
Sponsored.
Sabi ng sponsor, pasensya na, God bless.
God bless. My God.
Pasensya ka na naun, mahal ka pa rin namin, God bless.
Nakakaloka. Ayun, sobrang naging issue siya, kaya eventually, dinelete na lang ni Naun from her Instagram.
Oo. Parang sobrang what the fuck.
Ay, can you refresh my memory? Ay, did she have like a statement for that?
The agency did.
Ayun.
Nag-sorry?
In-explain nga nila na sponsored content lang siya, na gift from this brand, there's this certain brand lang siya. It parang can clarify lang na it has nothing to do with na parang this content does not reflect Noun's views ganyan. Parang ganun yung statement ng ng agency ni Noun. But yeah, sobrang petty nila. Like if you think feminism is about hating men, then better educate yourself, diba? If you're gonna attack people for being feminist, then educate yourself on the topic, diba? Kasi it's just blind hatred.
Problema
which is
sa
stupid.
Mga
diba?
Yeah,
ang daming
problema
ganyan
sa mga
sa Pilipinas.
Sunog agad, di nagbabasa yung input. Oh, Diyos ko. Comment agad. Ay, naku.
Guys, yung mga men dyan.
Magbasa kayo.
Google is free.
That's it.
Naver is free.
Google is free.
Kung may makakilala kayong lalaki na medyo...
Bukas gabo, ang National Library kahit may pandemic.
Sabihan nyo.
Punta kayo doon.
Sabihin yung Google, isang click lang. Lahat tayo may wifi, lahat. Oh, oh. Halos lahat may data. Libre lang mag-Google, ha?
Google is free.
Hindi na excuse maging tanga ngayon kasi meron na tayong access sa madaming information.
Libraries are free. Support your local library.
But anyway. moving from mga petty items like book and a phone case, let's move on like a more on a more serious thing. Since we've mentioned FX Sully is actually known for being for being outspoken with her ideologies or like the beliefs that she has or like kung ano yung mga advocacies niya. And one of those is the Free the Nipple campaign or like going braless in public, which actually one of the issues na nabash ng matindi si Sully kasi she kept on posting pictures of her without bra. And then the Korean society thought na parang it's bastos, na it's inappropriate, it's very liberal. And you know, Korea, I mean, kahit yun nga, diba? Quote ulit naman na tayo ng sinasabi dito. Kahit naman anong gawin mo, mag-bra ka or wala kang bra, ibabash ka nila. Even more kung wala kang bra, which actually happened with Sully.
You know what? Sully is so brave.
She is.
Yeah.
Like, she was.
In her life, parang she was able to really support a movement without being afraid of the consequences. Like, she just wanted to voice out na she was against yung abortion ban. Parang she voiced out her thoughts about it. Mm-hmm. And naging pro-choice siya.
Pro-choice,
parang,
yes.
She really put herself out there as an ally for women.
Yeah.
As a woman who wants to support other women.
She's really and used her platform well.
Yeah, she did. And super nakakalungkot lang how society punished her for
it.
How she was hated for voicing out something that a lot of people should support.
Mm-mm.
Kasi parang ang hirap talaga maging babae kasi yun nga. Parang it's almost as if every factor in society is against you. Like, the government doesn't want you to have a choice. The government, like, society punishes you for wearing too revealing clothes. Society punishes you for not being pretty and everything. Parang, ang laki ng pressure. Mm. But despite that, despite everything she's been through after her dating scandal and everything, she was not afraid to voice out na she decided to really be an anchor for women.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's so inspiring, but it's also really heartbreaking na those comments na super criticized siya for it, parang naging factor din, which led to, you know,
what happened. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is sad, kasi she really lived her best life, and
yeah, she did.
It comes to this.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I'm really proud. We are really proud of her for doing what she could with her platform. And it's really, it's a breath of fresh air. Since sobrang bihira na yung mga ganito. Sorry, naluluha ako. Naluluha ako kasi,
ako din eh.
Actually, while Ayla was speaking, umiyak.
In her final years din, parang she really, yung latest release nga niya, parang she showed herself as an artist na unconventional, na she does not want to be boxed into the stereotype of a woman or of what the ideal woman should be. Parang she went beyond that and showed na we can be greater, na we can be artists.
Oh.
And you know, parang I hope na wherever she is, I hope na she's proud of what she has done. And I hope na parang, I hope society can be more careful with this. Which is sad kasi, you know, parang nung time na to, parang people are saying be careful with your words and everything. But like after a few weeks, parang nawala.
This is so parang messed up. We're still crying, by the way, sa mga audio listeners talaga. Pero, you know, you don't understand kasi the pain if you've seen yourself in Sully's space. Like, I don't know ha, if anyone can say na we're being shallow for crying over Sully, please understand na lang na what she's been through is what also our reflection na din, personal reflections din of what we have been through individually. So, whew!
I'm just really proud na parang it's parang kasing mahirap talaga mag-speak ng political stance mo. Not just, you know, not just...
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, she's a woman and she lived in Korea. Mm. Parang those two factors alone, parang it's very hard to stake your political positions, but Solly wasn't afraid. Like,
she did.
Parang yung dating scandal, parang yun pa yung naging fuel niya eh. Kasi ever since she got hated for just being in a relationship, you know, just being in love, parang since din wala na siyang pake. I'll do what I'll do. Oh. I'll say what I say, you know. And I'm really proud of her kasi she stood up for things that really matter. So, it's yeah. Wow.
Naiyak kami. It really sucks.
She's missed so much. She, Solly, Hara, Jonghyun.
Yeah, we really missed
They're
her.
All missed.
Terribly.
So, but yeah, this got a little heavy. So
emotional heavy. For us.
Uh-huh. Yeah, sana okay lang din kayo. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, moving on. Another idol, K-pop idol or artist is G-Idle. Them being feminist was somehow shown through their music. You know naman na G-Idle is one of, like, self-producing idols sila. All G-Idle members are heavily involved in the production of their discography. So, this song, Lion, I wanna talk about this certain part of the song where the lyrics say, I'll bite off your useless courtesy. We tear down your suffocating prejudice. Who would dare to stop me? Who would dare to control me? Careful with my sharp claws. I create a new path no one has attempted before. All those condescending people will click their tongues, but the applause I receive after breaking that prejudice is thrilling. So basically, diba girl?
Purr!
Very powerful kasi it's all about tearing down oppressive prejudices, which is subtle lang kasi it's through a song na parang people would listen to it, it's catchy, it's a bop, ganyan, pero hindi nila alam na parang subtly na nai-engrave sa kanila yung message ng song na, which is yun nga, to tear down oppressive prejudices.
Period.
And with that, they're really doing a great job, not gonna lie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, super great job in like being an avenue where they can really write about tearing down an oppressive system. Mm-hmm. Because that's what society is. It is
oppressive.
Very oppressive.
Right?
Yes.
Pero ito talaga yung favorite na ano, favorite song ko nila. Oh my God, kasi when I first watched it, tas naka-turn down yung caption ko na pa, oh my God talaga ako. Naloka akisis sa ano, sa lyrics. Kasi, well, the use of pronouns kasi, oh my God, she took me to the sky.
Sisipan, oh my God!
Oo. Naloka, naloka, hindi lang naman ako, hindi lang naman ako yung naloka, naloka din yung ibang tao. Kaya eventually, parang Soyeon clarified naman, sabi niya, kasi tinanong siya eh, anong ibig sabihin ng kanta, and then, bakit she yung ginamit? Sabi ni Soyeon, I didn't want to limit that she to a certain being or a certain definition. So basically, it's open to anything, sabi niya. I believe that all kinds of love are valuable and must be respected. That's why I don't want to limit she to something specific. Power. Ganun siya.
Power.
Period. She said
that.
See what? To lesbian relationships. Is yun pa? Parang lesbian relationships are frowned on in South Korea. Na parang pag two girls magjowa, parang negative siya. But at the same time, it is also fetishized. Mm-hmm. In other forms of Korean media, like sa Bad Boy MV, yung pahalik reaction, parang people were really, oh my God, that is so hot. Pero that is operating under the male gaze.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kasi. But here, parang, she was the one who wrote the song and she was the one who gave a form to that she, whoever that person is, or like, whatever story she wants to portray through that song, but you know,
Mm-mm. Iba talaga yung ano yung atake ng kanta or like any forms of media kapag babae or lalaki yung nag-produce or nagsulat, no?
Yung mismong ano, yung mismong artist, no? Yeah.
Mm-mm. Pag iba kasi yung like for example, the message she wanted to convey is something about female. Kapag lalaki yung nag-present ng message, it's very sexy, it's very about you know, sexualization of the character. Let's take for example na lang yung mga comics, di ba? Like anime. Kapag babae character, it's always with the big boobs, tiny waist, like meaty thighs. Right. Parang, it's always like that kapag lalaki yung nag-drawing. Pero pag babae yung nag-drawing ng character, it's more of asserting power with just the presence ng character, not because of her clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Parang ganun.
Period.
And you know, it's the same thing with ano yun nga, sabi ni Ayla with the Bad Boy MV. Fetishized siya when it's looked through the male lens, 'di ba? And you know, aside from Bad Boy, meron din eh Monster, 'di ba? Medyo yung Monster MV ng Sol Rin.
Ah, yes. Diba?
Oh, oh. I was gonna say.
Batang hilig mag-queer, bitch.
Diba, that's one of the comments with Monster. Queerbaiting daw.
Oo.
But yeah, ayun.
Pero yun. Hindi ko pa napapakinggan yung Oh My God. Pero baka pa Oh My God.
Baka Oh My God. Oh My God.
Oh My God. She took me to the sky.
To the sky.
Anyway.
Period. So let's move on to Hwasa. So kanina na mention na natin siya. For her bravery.
Wearing that latex red. Latex red catsuit.
Pero yun, parang she also receives backlash for trying to be a singer with a thicker figure. Kasi yun nga, parang kapag female idol ka, kailangan ganito yung katawan mo, ganyan-ganyan. Pero she chose to break the convention and she's like, well, sinabi niya na, girl, if I'm not this generation standard of beauty, then I will become a different standard. Like, period!
Period!
She is the standard.
Yeah.
Like, girl. She said, for all my thick girls out there.
She's very unapologetic with the way she presents herself. And it's very inspiring to me. Kasi despite the backlash nga, she still fights through, you know, the wall. Like, breaking the wall. Like, literally, Hwasa is paving the way. You know, like, pinupukpok niya yung, ano be, yung kalsada para makadaan ng ibang female idols. You know? You don't have to weigh less
she's
than...
She's painting it. She's paving it.
May iba bang term? She's the tree.
She's the tree. She's the tree and that will soon bear...
She's the tree.
That will soon bear fruits, you
fruits.
Know? Yeah.
Period.
You know, like, you know...
Ayun, I'm happy that there are women like her in K-pop who are really deciding to like, fuck the standards. I am the standard.
Yeah.
Like, girl.
Yeah.
That's some badass bravery right there and I love it. I hope we can see more of that in the future.
Future generations. I'm really excited for the future generations.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Period. Alam mo yung thing na, di ba? Parang the past generations are like, wag mo nang questionin yung binigay sa'yo.
Mm-mm.
But like, because we're beginning to ingest more information and we're like opening ourselves to more media, we're beginning to question things that have been labeled as the right thing
right.
Or as acceptable. And we're already beginning to think na maybe it's not right. It's just one way to do it, but it's not like the only way to do
right.
it. Yeah.
There's a lot more ways than that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, speaking of generations, we barely touched on this on the earlier part of this episode. Lee Hyori, who is 41, Jonghwa, who is 49, or one-third of the brown-eyed girls that are turning 40 this year, they are still active till this very day. As in, yun pa lang. It speaks a lot of volumes. Wait.
Right.
Ang ingay. Sorry, ang ingay ng notifs. Pero go.
Ay, hindi ko naririnig.
Go. Ang ingay ng notifs.
Ako din. Anyway.
Basta yun. As I was saying, ano, despite the fact that there is such thing as ageism in K-pop, these female acts are still thriving and are still minding their own business and doing any project that they can do despite their age. Especially si Jonghwa, like, oh my god, mag-50 na siya, and yet, she's here! She's still with We Fun Sisters! Tapos,
diba?
Nakita ko yung ano, kasi I bought the copy of W Magazine, and dun, the copy of it, apart na andun yung hip-hop unit, nung 17, andun din yung We Fun Sisters, and oh my god, yung figure ni Ri Hyori! Like, she's 41, yet she's still reminding me of 20-year-old Yugo girl Hyori. That's how I see her.
Period.
She still got it.
Yeah.
She got it.
May asin pa siya.
Like, girl, you can get it. Basically, yun yun.
Mas maasim pa sa dato puti.
Yun, na-reflect ko din dito kasi diba, like sa social media, I've been seeing posts like, life does not stop at 20. Parang, it's okay, normalize finding goals at 40.
Yeah, yeah.
Normalize, yung ganong messages. Mm-hmm. And I think na in application to K-pop and to the entertainment industry, parang normalize people continuing their careers, normalize women being idols even if
after giving
they're
birth.
Already 30 or 40 because it's what they want. Yeah, normalize women having a career after and during motherhood.
Yeah.
Because you know it's something they chose to pour their souls into when they were younger.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a sin, it's not bad, it's not bad mothering to like want to continue that wish beyond their younger years or beyond their prime. You know, yung prime concept na yan, it's very, ano eh, it's very ageist. But, you know, I hope na this stigma when it comes to women aging can be broken in the future because they want to do it. Like si Kahi, diba? For example, she debuted when she was 29.
Oh.
And like, traditionally sa K-pop, parang 29 is already really old.
Right.
It's like
a
retirement age.
That's the age where your career as a woman, as a female artist, start to go down, diba?
Oo.
But for Kahi.
Pero she started at that age. Yeah.
Well, she has to start kasi nga, she made Let This Happen. She and Son Dambi.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ayun.
You know, fuck ageism. Fuck ageism.
Yeah, fuck ages.
The only ages we stand is mahal na mahal kita dito sa aking puso.
Ahalik mo!
The OG ate girls na ano na prolong yung career nila, girl.
Oh, thank you talaga sa mga bumabalik. Yeah.
Sila yung hanggang ngayon.
Na binubuhay ang career ng ages.
Sila nga hanggang ngayon, di ba? Nire-remind nila malapit na ang Christmas bonus.
Nah.
Because of them.
Relevance, sis.
Period,
they're as relevant as Mariah Carey every time Christmas comes around.
Yes.
Women.
Oh, women are iconic and we should not like bury them under the rug for being older. Because you know, being old is part of life. Kapag lalaking male fan ka, tatanda ka rin, so managigilan mo.
Galit na galit talaga siya, no? Kanina pa siya galit na galit.
This is my rage episode.
I just wanna say lang din, related dun, being Iori na she's still fit, she still looks good. I just wanna say as well na, you know, for women aging, or people aging in general, it's normal to have flabs, it's normal to have wrinkles. You know, do not crucify women for looking old. I mean, they are getting older. Diba? It's not...
Let them get old!
Diba, girl? It does not mean na you're...
Wala pong fountain of youth.
Fountain of youth.
Fountain of youth, sorry.
But diba, you know.
Wala po pareho.
As much as we, you know, we salute women who look great even in their old age, we also acknowledge that it's normal, you know, to have wrinkles, to have...
Mm-mm.
loose skin. So, yan. Ayun lang. Gusto ko lang din sabihin since we've mentioned, you know, Iori's great physique. Ayan, isa na namang, isa na namang makabuluhang episode. Diba?
Yes! Oh my God! Gusto ko, we literally alternated between,
kalat you know, episode.
Like, sadness and rage and anger and like, minsan pinagtatawa na lang natin yung mga pinaggagawa ng mga tao.
This is the third the most kalat episode to date.
Oh, talaga ba? Parang
not all things...
Char.
Parang lahat naman ng episode natin makalat. Eh. Parang trademark na natin.
Oh, diba? All things K, Korean and kalat.
Period.
True. Well, yan.
Period. I'm snapping para marinig na
rin yung snapping.
Hindi ako wala na mag-stop eh. So...
Ay, hindi siya maroon.
So, share na tayo ng ating ayan. Mga final.
Wrap up.
So, who wants to go first?
Sino mauuna? Ako na. Ayan, go Ayla.
Ako na. So, ayun, parang through this episode, parang we discussed the different facets of being a female idol in South Korea. Like, imagine you're an idol. Like, you literally have to live through double standards. You have to live through avoiding a relationship reveal because the burden is greater on you. You have to live through scrutiny from the public eye. You have to live through thousands and thousands and thousands of comments. And at the same time, minsan mafe-feel mo siguro na you shouldn't be too kind to yourself because you're under so much pressure. Siguro bottom line is parang we should be very careful how we voice our thoughts in social media because, you know, netizens are like that. Toxic sila. But it doesn't mean that we also have to be like that. Diba? Parang change starts one by one. And if we contribute to that change, maybe we can live in a society where women can be allowed to thrive, where women can be allowed to advocate for whatever they want to advocate, where women may be allowed to speak out, na walang prejudice against them, walang oppression against them, where they can be allowed to be human beings. Kasi in the situation right now, female idols are like dolls. And human beings cannot live like dolls. Human beings must have their own agency, their own choice, their own opinions. And kapag kunin mo yun sa kanila, it's like you're not even living. So I hope na somehow we can give these idols the right to be a human being. Kasi tao rin naman sila eh. And women, of course. Parang we should allow them to live as decent human beings. Diba? So that's my statement.
Wow!
Ako naman, as much as, everything that we have discussed sucked in many ways, I think it just comes to the point that we have to acknowledge that this is happening, that we can use these issues as a starting point of discussion, and acknowledge not only as a fan but you have to acknowledge then these issues
as a woman
and a human being. Na,
yes,
you can put yourselves in their position to understand what has been going on. And lastly, I want to say na lang na for the women that we have mentioned, you can dislike these women all you want, but you have to remember that these women deserve their own flowers and you cannot disrespect them for what they have put through. You cannot talk bad about them for doing things that what they believe is right. Let's give them flowers, their own flowers for that. They deserve credit when credit is due. Iyon.
Sa akin naman, since this episode is about feminism and we've talked about how negative connotation has been going around in Korea, I just wanna say na if you're gonna hate on something, better educate yourself about it. Because who knows? educating yourself, learning more about that thing that you hate might change your opinion. Diba? Kasi like sabi nga ni Ayla, information is just at the tip of your fingers. Just one click mm-hmm. away. So it's not that hard to educate yourself on feminism. If you think feminism is about hating men, then you're just barely touching the tip of the iceberg. Cause it's really more than that. And actually, it's not about that. Feminism is more on demanding equal rights for women. Cause we don't think na what's between your legs matter when it comes to opportunities, when it comes to living your dream, when it comes to being a human being. It doesn't matter if you have a penis or a vagina. Diba? That's just something that is a part of you. And that part of you does not define who you are as a whole. Diba? So, ayun. I just wanna say mm-hmm. na if you have negative view on feminism, I'd like everyone to please educate yourself and, you know, let's rally for things that really matter. And if you're scared to voice out your thoughts, just remember that a wave starts from a ripple. And you know, who knows, that one step or that one statement that you will make will create, you know, a larger impact. So, yun lang.
So, sana okay pa kayo after this episode. And I hope na somehow, parang mas aware din tayo sa mga bagay at mas ready tayong sumabak into more discussions. Mm-hmm. Okay? So, if you want to learn more of the Kimbap Show and if you want to listen to our past episodes, our podcast is available on Anchor FM, Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Pocket Casts, and all other streaming platforms.
Yes. And if you'd like, you can also follow us on our social media on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. It's at The Kimbap Show.
Or if you want to share your thoughts or like live tweet whenever you listen to our episodes, you can do so by dropping by our Curious Cat at The Kimbap Show or join our Telegram channel. That's t.me/Kimbap Show. And this has been Tita Z.
And this has been Tita Michi.
And this has been Tita Ayla. And we'll see you next time.
Tumandayo!